Hello, creative people. Welcome to Creative Conversations. My name is Hollis Citron, and we are so happy that you have chosen to spend this hour with us. So I am owner and founder of I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing, and I am on a mission to expand the definition of creativity beyond a pencil and a paintbrush and empower people, especially adults, to own their voice that come in so many different forms. So this space was created to talk with people with all different jobs, hobbies, and interests, and have conversations about experiences and perspectives, all centered around three questions. One, how do you define creativity? Two, how do you incorporate it into your life? And three, why do you think it's important? Then we have a free-flowing conversation, and we see where it goes. So I have had the opportunity to talk to musicians, Reiki masters, mediums, doctor, lawyer, real estate agents, and so many more. And these conversations explore the reality that creativity is not cute, it is necessary. People have defined creativity as their soul's essence, courage, imagination, basically all that we are and want to be. So sharing these stories expands one's thinking and opens up self-expression to feel more empowered, connected, and dare I say, happy. My inspiring guest for today is Priscilla Augula. Priscilla found success in the advertising industry for over 20 years by combining her skills as a copywriter, graphic designer, and account executive. Priscilla has committed to daily postings of random holidays on her social media accounts. She's tired of seeing the negative content in her feed. This single mother of two started her joyful journey of everyday celebrations with her children. Priscilla, welcome to the space. So excited to have you here.
Hi, is it working?
It is working. We're good.
Yay. I was sitting here going, oh my gosh.
I know. That often happens when people ask to be invited up and I don't invite up because I was in the middle of reading.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, glad you are here. And after reading your bio, can you give people a little bit more information on who you are?
Well, I think I put most of that in there, but about me is people actually, my nickname is Silly. So a lot of that just kind of pretty much gives you a little bit of feel who I am and how I am. But I have been breathing and living these celebrations for today is, oh gosh, today's going to be day 423 consecutive.
Wow.
Yes. So it just kind of comes naturally to me now.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's like a massive amount of time.
It is.
Well, what's so fun about it too, is that it's really, it's not just about you doing it. Like you have your kids involved. We specifically said it's with your children, but the energy is very much that they're a part of it as well.
Yes. Yes. And it's not, it's funny now, but not at the time is, like sometimes they, you know how kids are, they're so unpredictable. They're so unpredictable. And, they might say, oh yeah, I want to do it with you. And then up until the last minute, right before I go live, somebody might have a meltdown. But the great thing is that it's my show. So I can go whenever I want to. I could decide not to go and just do something else. And my kids, it's kind of nice though, because we work through if they're having an issue right beforehand, the other one might try to help calm them down. So, it's been really great for us just as a family, a bonding thing.
Yeah. A lot of collaboration and a lot of connection.
Yes, definitely. For sure.
Yeah. Well, I look forward into diving in more, and you're going to give us soon more feedback on all of more history and all this, and then this whole, advertising background that you have. But before we do all that, the would you rather question for today is drum roll.
Yes.
Would you rather encounter a dinosaur or an alien?
Would I rather? See, this is difficult because I've encountered both of them in my celebrations.
Okay.
but I'm going to go with the dinosaur just because little gent, that's my son, he loves dinosaurs. So, I'd look like a big rock star if I said I hung out with a dinosaur, you know?
I love it. What would be I'm curious now. Like, what did you do? Was this obviously a day of dinosaurs? What did you do for this?
Actually, it wasn't a day of dinosaurs. It was a day in which I interpreted what the holiday was incorrectly, and it was something. It had something to do with like fossils. So I had this whole thing, and right before I went live, I looked to go, and I realized, oh, I interpreted it wrong. So I just went with it, you know, and I just said, hey, this is how, you know, the mistake happened, blah, blah, blah. And and I have like a dinosaur t-shirt, you know, and he and I went to Party City and looked at some Jurassic Park, you know, headgear and stuff. So that's what the dinosaur was about.
But it's fun because it's really, I mean, it's diving in and really exploring a topic and living it.
Yeah.
And being so playful with it.
Yeah. It was really fun because he had a little, what are those? The little dinosaur eggs, right? That you can excavate or whatever.
Yeah.
So he was playing with his whole entire kit, but I got to try it out. So it was pretty cool being able to play with his toys for a minute.
Well, but it's that whole thing of, you know, us as adults, we get so freaking serious. So like, why does it have to be a minute? You know, we can like choose to play with these toys, and there's like so much learning that goes along with it. And the fact that whether you have a child or don't have a child, but the fact that you're doing this with him, it's just like, yeah,
yeah,
this is mom and I time and we get to do this fun stuff.
Oh, you should see all the times I get to do the fun stuff and I tell them about it because they've been at school or they were at their dad's and they kind of get upset with me and they're like, that's no fair. They didn't get to do things. I go rummaging in their toy, you know, mess for all sorts of props.
So now you have to tell me what you did for the alien.
Oh, I did alien a couple of times. There was an alien alien culture appreciation day or something. I've done ET like two times. One was for Reese's day, and they have this tiny little monkey stuffed animal that I wrapped around with a infinity scarf, a cream infinity scarf. And I have a little milk crate that looks, you know, whatever. And I just boxed them up on there and I act like I'm riding a bike. I have a hoodie on. And that was actually used twice. One was for another day. And then there was another alien day. And I just had like a hat, an alien hat. I think it was like the Toy Story alien hat on, and also a rocket, an astronaut hat.
Oh, my God. So you are like literally on stage for like the world is your stage.
Exactly. And it's so funny because I was never like theater and stuff. I was like, you know, too shy for that type of thing. But I mean, I don't know if I could. Well, I did do it live in front of my friends when I had my 1 year anniversary. We had an event and I kind of was doing it like made as a little bit of a fundraiser for this single mom profit that I'm part of, Motherful. And so I did. And it was weird because I had my friends there live, you know, and I was actually recreated 5 or 10, actually, I think 8 or 10 of my favorites live. So I was just kind of like a variety show.
But isn't that great? It's kind of like this whole thing. And what I've realized through my publishing house, now Express Yourself Publishing, with this new multi-author book I have, Invisible No More, as I've been talking about it, like stepping into the spotlight, is because I was incredibly shy. And you mentioned being incredibly, you know, being shy and never seeing yourself. But when you find, I know for me, and I'm curious what you think, it's like when something is bigger than you, it's like, I just want to talk about it. Like, I want to be of service and get it out there and tell people what's possible. And it's not about me anymore. So there's nothing to feel as timid about.
Oh, exactly. Definitely. I feel like the same way. You know, it wasn't until I started getting into doing this and people were responding to it. You know, I had friends saying like they were, because it was like during quarantine, right? And I had friends that were saying, I'm looking forward to seeing you in the minis in my feed. Then I watch you and then I go back to my boring job, you know, my miserable job or whatever. But they say they look forward to just like even those 5 minutes just to have that, to feel that kind of, you know, the joy. And then they just go back to their regular thing. Or I've had some people that I've never met before that they reach out and they just said, thank you for, you know, this, and I need more of this in my life. And that's kind of why I started it.
Wow. It's, you don't realize the impact. Sometimes you're, it's beautiful when you do get the feedback and you see who's grateful, but not everybody reaches out to actually say how you touch them. And it's just, you just know that you're making an impact. I mean, you just are. It's just impact everywhere.
Well, the thing with my celebrations is I kind of realize this. It's like, I'm doing it more for myself than anything. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, if other people benefit from it or not, then to me, it's like, if I'm keeping it that this is what brings me joy, and hopefully it'll bring other people joy. But if I focus on, is it bringing enough people joy, then I think it'll lose its magic, you know, because I'll be more like, oh, I want to not like impress, but, you know, I've got to make sure I'm making everybody else happy. But, you know, it's like, I need to make me happy first and then spread that out.
Yeah, I love that. And thank you for saying that, because I think it's exactly true. It's working from the inside out and people will feel it. So yeah, yeah, beautiful. Okay, going to be a good conversation. So let's dive into the first official question, which is, how do you define creativity?
Life. Mm-hmm. Life. Life is creativity to me. Everything about it, you know, just from like how the creation, how, you know, how we're living. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, that was like difficult when I'm thinking of defining creativity. It's hard for me to put words to it, you know, because I breathe it, I feel it. But, you know, and I think everyone is creative. Even those people that say they're not creative, I mean, they are creative, you know. I mean, it's, even if you do the word association, I think that's creative, you know, and yeah, I feel like you got a brain. So yeah, you're creative, in my opinion.
Got a brain, right? You are creative.
Yeah, because you're thinking. I mean, yeah, your thinking is creativity. I mean, you know, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that one kind of had me stumped, because, you know, it's kind of like, how do you explain how you breathe? Well, I mean, it, for me, it's just natural. But I mean, I know it's not as natural for other people. But I think I have talked to people that aren't, you know, they describe themselves as creative. But, you know, you start asking them questions, because I think when we were born, you know, when we're younger, I think kids are so creative, right? Because they're just, they don't have all that extra stuff. It's just all that, you know, innocent stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think everybody has it, but it's just, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, when we're older, we kind of lose that, but it's in us, it's in everybody. It's just maybe a matter of coming back to it.
Yeah. And what I've actually seen too, in working with kids, so being an art teacher for 30 years and leaving the classroom 3 years ago, but still, you know, teaching in different settings, there are still kids that are hesitant. I've started to see kids more recently put themselves into boxes pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm into sports. I'm not in art class. Like, why do I have to be here? I'm not a creative. I'm not creative in this way. So what I found was, it's a lot about, it's this whole thing about expanding what the definition means beyond this whole societal definition of, you know, people right. always think you have to draw or paint. So it's often been for kids and for adults, like, meet people where they are and talk to them and listen. And by asking simple questions like, what do you like to do? And if it were a kid, like, well, I like sports. Okay. Mm-hmm. What kind of sports do you have? Like a favorite team? Yeah, I like basketball. Who's your favorite team? Lakers. Yeah. What color are their shirts? Purple and yellow. Oh, well, maybe you could create this design with purple and yellow to represent the Lakers. Or maybe you could create your own team and you could come up with your own colors and you could come up with your own logo. And they're like, oh,
yeah. Right.
I never thought of that. So it's kind of like meeting people where they are to get the juices flowing, to get that wall down and get them excited.
Oh yeah, I love that. That's great.
So,
Excuse me.
yes. So tell us more about your journey, because it's been a journey to where you are right now.
Journey to where I'm at right now.
Yeah, like what have you done? Like, because there's this whole,
Know.
copywriter,
Where
advertising.
do I start, right? No, I mean, I have always been creative. I think when I was younger, I was always creative, and I actually wanted to be a writer. That was my first thing I realized that I wanted to be was a copywriter in New York City. But the closest I got to that was a graphic designer in Lexington, Kentucky. But I mean, I started out as a, I went to school, Kent State University, School of Journalism, and I graduated with a BS and in advertising. And I was going to continue. There was a school in Portfolio Center was in Atlanta, Georgia. And I got a full scholarship for copywriting. But when I entered, they saw my portfolio. And from the beginning, I've always been doing my own art graphics with the writing. So they said, which are you coming in for, art direction or copywriting? And I was like, copywriting. Isn't that obvious? And they said, well, your art direction, thing is really good. If you want to switch it to this, you can. And I said, I want to be a writer. But then I realized in that program in the beginning, it was exactly what I knew. So I decided I wanted to pick up, I decided to go with graphic design and do the dual, the two. And I had writer teachers during when we had critique week, they were saying I was spreading myself too thin. But then the designer teachers were saying, if you're as passionate about your writing as you are your design, you're going to go far. You're going to do really well. And I was like, yay, I love design people. And then I continued, and I was an account executive for a while for a office supply, wholesale office supply company. And I did several things there. I did production, copywriting. I did help with the designers for layouts and designs. And, I had the customer service thing. So I had my own accounts and I was talking to the clients and stuff. And then I was married, and my ex, he came back from his second tour of duty and he wanted to be with his family in Kentucky. And so I left that career that I had for like 12 years and we moved to Kentucky. And, a couple years later, we have our kids. And I was feeling like I need something more. There's something more. I didn't feel that something was filled. And then we got a divorce actually 3 years ago. And I moved here to Columbus, Ohio with my kids. And because of the pandemic, I had lost my job at the childcare center where I was at. I was working there while I was looking for some other, thing in my industry, but I loved it so much I decided to stay because my kids were there and I loved it. It was being with my children and I was around other kids. And I had started a company. I was going to start it with my kids actually called the Meet Cute Co. And it was going to be event branding for youthful events. And they were going to be involved because we have done brainstorming in the past just in general. And I was like, I love how they think. We work really well together, and I want to foster their creativity, and I want to teach them different life skills. I'm an older mother, so I'm like, oh, I want to teach them these life skills of, hey, teamwork or working together, and like my son, to work with strong women and, just them having more confidence in their abilities. And because no one was doing events, we had to pivot to doing something else with it, where it turned into like a multi-wear bow kit that was used for everybody. I called it was for you, your crew, and your imagination. And there are these bows that I've created, and you can wear them like 30 different ways. And the minis, they would help me find the pattern. We'd work together on it. But once I started doing that, that's how I did the celebrations. The celebrations actually came up as a weird, it was just a random thing. I looked in a planner and it said it was French Fry Day. And I have a friend nicknamed Frenchie. And I told him, I said, hey, it's French Fry Day. And I said to the minis, I said, it's French Fry Day. And So we went out to have French fries, and I was thinking how beautiful it was, even though it was very hot, sitting and watching my kids enjoy this thing. And I just was capturing that in my mind, you know, like click, 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 click. And my daughter said, well, is there a holiday tomorrow? And I said, I'm sure there's one every day. And that made me think I can connect that with the bows. So every day we knew there was a different theme, because there's a million, or not maybe a million, but there's a lot of holidays, random holidays each and every day. So we would just pick one and we would use that as a theme, like French fries. So we go to the fabric store, find some French fries, and then we find complementary patterns. So we work together on that. And then they didn't want to, we went live, or I'd take photos of us. Like one day there was mustard. We each have a different mustard that we love. So I took the photos. Another day we did coloring book. Everybody had their own coloring book. And then after a while, they're like, hey, you know, we don't really want to do this anymore. Mama's just here going, I've committed to this. So then I just decided I'm going by myself. So they hop in, like they've filled in for me before, Hollis, when I've been sick. And I'm back there art directing, but they'll do it. And they've gone live before, you know, and it's funny because my son, he's now 5, but you know, yeah, still unpredictable, but you know, I love it. I love it. You know, whatever comes out of his mouth, let's just go with it. Right. Butt cheeks. You hear butt cheeks a lot. But okay. We all have them. So.
But oh my gosh, like you said, so many incredible words. I'm kind of going back and kind of looking at what I circled, but passionate was a word that popped out at me, because you definitely have a lot of passion. I want to dive into that a little bit more. But what you're doing, like with your kids, and why you're doing this, this whole concept of you, like the meet cute, like wanting to start this company with your children, because teaching them life skills, teamwork, more confidence, working with a strong woman, all of this stuff, like, oh my gosh, what an amazing opportunity you are providing for your children.
Yes. Thank you.
I mean, seriously, like there's so much imagination. We don't realize all that we do. People have different scenarios. Mm-hmm. They have different perspectives. They have different experiences. And the fact that you are giving them this space to be able to really allow them to explore. And oh my gosh, like you're 5 years old. I'm not feeling good. Take over for me. What do you have to do? And there are so many steps involved in that, you know?
Oh gosh. I mean, you know, when their father and I divorced, right? When we moved here, and their dad is still in Lexington, you know, I could have got a job, you know, working for a firm somewhere. I'm really good at what I do. But when it came down to it, I said, their dad is military, you know, so his schedule is kind of wonky. And I was like, I'll be damned if, you know, my kids won't see either one of their parents. So I wanted to make sure that I was doing something, you know, that I would be with them all the time. I'm like, plus I'm an older parent. I'm 47. I've got a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. You know, it's like I waited a long time to have these babies, and I don't want to just, hey, I'll see you later. And I know not everybody gets that luxury, you know, and what I have, I'm very thankful for. But, you know, I was like, I waited so long to have kids. I don't want to miss it. And I mean, I don't miss a thing now. I mean, maybe like a little less of missing, you know, but, hey, thank you, school. Right. But you know, it's like, I think about it, and lately these recent weeks, I've been trying to be more mindful of paying attention to those, you know, times, or really listening, because it's so easy, especially now. I feel like everything's so all over the place that it's kind of like, I feel a lot of times my mind is clouded, just, you know, in general. And then you put in, you know, just getting acclimated to everything kind of going quasi normal again. It's a lot of stuff to take in. But then I was realizing, I'm like, I really need to focus in on my kids and us as a family, and doing more things with them. I'm trying to make sure I'm actually paying attention to it and doing those captures in my mind, and not just captures, you know, on the camera. And it's beautiful. Like when I see them, we had it the other day, it was a morning it was morning host or morning show host day. And I was like, well, I need a co-host. You know, I was like, Max, will you be a co-host? And Zoe, she's into anime art. And I said, hey, do you want to be our guest? She's like, me? I said, yes, you can pretend. I said, you can pretend you're that famous anime artist that you want to be. She's like, really? And so we were getting ready. And then all of a sudden, my son, he had a meltdown beforehand. And, you know, but then he finally came on with me. And when we did it, and we went live and we took the photos, he started cheering up. You know, and it was just so fun. And, you know, just seeing him go from being upset about it, plus he was overtired. It was mainly an overtired thing, but seeing how he kind of, you know, brought himself out of it, you know, and then went on to enjoy it. And then, of course, we had having ice cream afterwards was a great, was a nice little, hey guys, as a celebration, let's do this. But, you know, yeah. Seeing my daughter, you know, brag about her stuff. And, you know, she actually made a sale for one of her arts with my friend that was on the live. And, you know, and then she just, you know, seeing her face light up afterwards and seeing my son, you know, happy again after that, I was like, I don't want that to end.
But you gave her an opportunity. It's like that whole thinking what you think is what is. So mm-hmm. Here she's stepping into that role,
yeah.
And she's playing it out and she's being it. And in being it, she sold one of her pieces. And how freaking exciting is that?
So exciting.
That's such a gift. She's at such a young age.
She's still talking about it. She when we were dropped her off for today, she goes, I can't believe I've made so many sales. And I'm thinking, how many other sales did you make? Like, did you hop back on after I got off? But she's beaming about it. So she's so excited. And she was like, oh, thank you for letting me do that. And, you know, she forgot after a while. I said, well, you know, it was so great meeting you. You know, I was trying to act. And she goes, but I'm your daughter. And I said, we're pretending. You're a famous anime artist. I don't know you. This is the first time I ever met you. She's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Forgot. But I like what you said about the capturing the doing basically in your mind, not just in the camera. Mm-hmm. And it's because we get so caught up, and there is stuff, there's like real stuff yeah. going on. And I can think of, you know, my kids are older at this point. But I feel bad. There's remorse about certain times of just kind of being mm-hmm. caught up in my head, in my stuff. Mm-hmm. And then when in the moment, it's just so amazing. And then when I had the moment when our daughter is about, the kids are 18 and 21, yeah. but when Skylar, our younger one was about 15, she said to me, what are you mad at? She's like, are you mad at your job? Or are you mad at me? Like, what yeah. are you mad at? And I was like, oh my God, like you guys are so freaking smart. And this whole mirroring thing, like, oy vey, I was like, uh-oh. Oh my God, I'm a bitch. Like, okay, mm-hmm. I am not a happy human and enough. Like, I got to be there for my kids more. I got to show up. And mm-hmm. what that meant was not signing that piece of paper saying I wasn't coming back in the fall and diving into my business. And I even like 3 years later, there's still like, it's still acknowledging that and such gratitude where our daughter's in Costa Rica right now. And in preparing for this time to go, we'd say, oh my God, can you imagine if I was working full, you know, at another place and I wasn't able to be here for you? She said, oh my gosh, I don't even know when it would get done. So it's like, in a sense, it was like, oh, the luxury of it, but it's like, it's a choice. Mm-hmm. And I'm so friggin' grateful for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, my choice was also, it's difficult because I am a single mother and I have them probably about 95% of the time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't really, and I've had this conversation, you know, with my kids. I mean, when I get angry, of course, you know, mainly, and I'm just mm-hmm. like, you know, but, and I don't get a break. And so it's difficult because I don't have that reset necessarily.
Yeah.
So it just builds and builds and builds. And then I take in what they're feeling, you know, yeah. especially like transitions back from their dad weekends are really like, I don't know. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? And then it's great up until bedtime and then it's bad for both of them, you know, and, you know, just just listening, being able to listen to them and be present to them, you know, when they're having those, when they're dealing with life. Yeah, I feel as if I was in a, yeah, I know what kind of work I did before. If I was still in the industry in which I was doing, and I was still kind of in the place where I was, I would not be able to be present for them. And, you know, yeah, I definitely would not be able to be as present as I am. I feel like I still am not, you know, you always feel like I can't be present enough, you know, but you know, it's like I'm juggling so many stuff, but I'm like, then I have to remind myself I'm doing the best that I really can.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And it's this whole, you know, it's me wanting to point out this creativity in parenting, this creativity in showing up, like how you sculpt that, how you shape it. And I feel like communication is so important. And like mm-hmm. you said, this listening aspect, but I think communication is so, so important. And as the kids have gotten older and in having conversations with them, it's just enlightening and it's really great. And you're doing it too with your kids. Your kids are old enough to express how they feel. Yeah. And we get so caught up in our heads of, oh, am I doing this? Am I doing that enough? And I've had the kids say to me, like, chill out, mom. Like, you're doing a good job and I don't really want you there all the time kind of thing. Like, we need a little bit of a little space. So, I mean, I think they kind of let us off the hook.
Yeah. For sure. At times.
We get so caught up in our heads, which I think kind of results in anything that we do, whether we're in a workspace, mm-hmm. wherever that workspace is or whatever, that chatter inside is the most detrimental.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I find, because so often, I was just listening to somebody speak about this morning, is that just so often, you know, we hold on to this stuff for whatever reason. Oh my God, I screwed up here. Or why'd I say that? Or this person did that. And it could be a year that goes by and then you decide to talk about it with this person or whatever. And they're like, what are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. And you're like, oh my God, I've been carrying this for a year.
Yeah.
And their perspective is they didn't even see that. You know?
It's crazy.
We make up these stories in our head and we stick to it. It's like, yes, this is true.
Yeah, those stories, right? I'm a storyteller to begin with, so.
Yeah. So you know more than anything. So, okay. So let's dive in and find out a little bit more. So we know some of the stuff you've talked about, but incorporating creativity into your everyday, what other, you know, outside things besides what we've talked about could you add to the mix?
Oh, could I add to the mix? Like,
yeah, like cooking, going, listening to music, speaking, I don't know, whatever kind of resonates with you. Creativity in your own life.
Yeah, creativity in my own life. I mean, it is like I've enjoyed doing actually more podcasts and stuff. You know, kind of different. I mean, it's as far as for me, it's because like we talked earlier, I've been kind of quiet. I've been a quiet. I know, doesn't that sound crazy? shy, like not talking. And so I'm trying to push out ways. Creativity for me is incorporating it, is pushing myself, you know, a little bit past that comfort zone. And like I have experienced, and you know, the fun thing is with my celebrations, I have incorporated some of these holidays into me learning other things. Like I'll, you know, I might not know about a topic or I'll research about it. And so I love it because it does open, for me, incorporating it more is opening up my brain. You know, and I was also never adventurous as a child, but I like to tell everybody, I said, I've been traveled all over the world, in the galaxy, everywhere through my celebration. So that has made me want to do it more in real life, you know, in real time, as my son would say, in real life. And, you know, yeah, I mean, and I used to love to cook and I actually do play music and I have a mini bass sitting right here in the corner and I don't get to pick it up as much as I want to, but I'm trying to figure out how to fit it in there. But I've, you know, since COVID and everything like that, I've realized how much I missed music. Like when I play it, when I was doing it, I was like, it just brought me so much joy. And then all of a sudden I get lost. Oh, wait, I've been doing this for like 2 hours or something. And just also reconnecting with some of those things that I remembered that I used to love doing when I was younger that I had forgotten about. Mm. Like I had forgotten, I had a friend remind me, she's like, you know, do you remember when you were younger, you used to want to be a fashion designer? I was like, I did. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, she's like, you drew outfits all the time. And then when she said that to me, I remembered and I was like, hey, I'm kind of doing like a fashion thing almost now when I'm changing every day into a different outfit and putting all that stuff. And I just am every day I'm finding something different to be creative about. And it's so exciting. I was like, I live an exciting life, but it's like, I'm kind of like Walter Mitty a little bit.
I love that movie. I love that movie.
But isn't it? Doesn't it seem? That's true, right?
My God, that scene where he's getting on the helicopter.
I got in a cardboard box, right? And with balloons, like everybody called it up, but it was a balloon ascension day. So I wrote a what is it called? That hot air balloon in a cardboard box. Mm-hmm. Very exciting. It was very exciting. It was a windy day.
But what I'm hearing through all this, so much about imagination. And first of all, you saying pushing yourself past your comfort zone. Oh my gosh, how important is that?
Very important.
To push ourselves out instead of staying in this comfortable space, even though it might suck, like mm-hmm. this space might not be like whatever space you're in, you might be like, oh, I don't really love it, but I know what to mm-hmm. expect. So I'm going to hang out here and because what happens if I screw up and, you know, who knows what could happen if I leave it? It's unpredictable.
Exactly.
So pushing yourself past your comfort zone and this whole like, actually incorporating and opening your brain, like you said, learning about these different holidays, which is having you explore and learn and then bring it into your life. I mean, oh my gosh, freaking amazing.
Well, you know, the thing I thought about the other day is, or not the other day, whenever day it was, because it all blends together, is how I missed, you know, like I'm done with school, right? And I've felt like my mind has been a little bit like, on this lull, you know? And so I realized after I'm learning things, but it's not an in-depth, right? So I'm not being, oh, it's a chore, but just hearing these little snippets and learning about these little things. I'm like, it's exciting. Cause it makes me feel like, ooh, I'm getting smarter again. Mm-hmm. I got some smarts. You know?
But don't you feel like being an entrepreneur and doing what you do is learning every day?
Yeah. Yeah. Learning, you know, and I think that learning with that, you have to also have that flexibility, you know, it's like, you're also flexing the muscle of everything. Wow. Everything. Yeah. My mind is like a rubber band.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally get that. Sometimes it stretches a little bit and sometimes it stretches really far and you're like, I'm going to do this and that and this and that. And then it's like, okay, reel it in just a little bit. So it's great to have, like for me, when I have these bursts of energy and it's like, oh my gosh, these possibilities. And then I've learned, I'm like, okay, I'll either speak it into my phone mm-hmm. so I hear it or write it down or something, because then it can lead to overwhelm. And then nothing will get done. So it's kind of like, okay, pick and choose right now and things will be birthed. And they are birthed because it came out of my mouth. Yes. But yeah. Yeah. Deciding when it's going to kind of go to that. Well, we can't always have control on when it's going to go to the next space. Things kind of present themselves, right?
Yeah. And you know, that's it. Kind of the exciting thing. When I used to be like a planner, you know, and I used to be like, oh, I want to know what the next step is. But like I said, it's like I've gotten more adventurous and I'm just kind of like, let's see where it's going to go, you know? Yeah. And I'm not scared.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like just not having that fear and just kind of not like I want to say go with the flow, but I mean, I kind of, you know, what happens if I do this or what happens if I do that? And then you think all the possibilities. I mean, how exciting is that? Right?
So friggin' exciting. Yeah. And I want to acknowledge the people that are here live. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. We appreciate you. Any questions or comments, you can put them in the chat box below and participate in the conversation. But not having the fear. So kind of Let's talk about for a minute this whole thing about the perception of making mistakes. If you have anything more to add to that, I mean, I know from my end, it's like people don't want to screw up. They don't want to, you know, whatever that means. They don't want to be perceived as not intelligent, or not good at what they do, and they just feel kind of dumb when they mess up. What is your perception of that?
Well, I guess it kind of depends on different ways and mess up, right? Like I'm a designer. So, I mean, I could move an element over to the left, to the right, so many spaces and back again, you know, I'm a perfectionist, right? But then I have learned to let go a little bit of that, you know, because what I think is perfect is not the same thing as what somebody else thinks is perfect, right? And so you have to let go. It is about, you know, I have to let go a little bit of control on that. But, you know, as far as fear, I still do have, like, I have this, speaking, okay, public speaking. I always said that in the past, I was never good at networking, like in a business networking. I just always felt kind of small. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, having this online space where we've been talking to people for however long it's been, doing Zoom meetings and everything, I was like, hey, I could do this. I don't do this too bad, but I want to get back into the in-person networking, and I'm kind of curious to see, am I going to be how I was before? You know, like, am I, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm still going to be all nervous, but that is me thinking of that's what I was before all of this. I used to be scared before, but when I come out now, because I have a different confidence, yeah. I kind of am wondering, I'm like, how is it going to still be the same way? I don't think it'll be the same way. And if it is, it's because I'm just in my mind still thinking I'm the old me that was scared of it. And yes.
Yeah. It's that whole paradigm thing. Mm-hmm. We get stuck in the old ways, and mm-hmm. some words again that you mentioned: perfectionism, control, and confidence. I mean, through all of this, through anything that we do through time, we're gonna change.
Yeah.
We're gonna evolve, we're gonna grow. It's just a matter of how we step into it. And I think where our confidence, and for me, I can say my confidence can waver on certain days. Certain days I'm like, yes, I got this. I can conquer the world. Like, I totally know I can speak in front of thousands of people and be able to say, this is my mission. This is what I'm passionate about. And some other days I might be feeling like a little bit like, today's, I know what it is, but today I kind of want to lay a little bit lower just because I'm not in that as much of a high vibe space.
Yeah. I go through this, I tell people, I said, I have days in which before I've gone live, I've been crying because just dealing with being a single mom and thinking of all the pressure of bringing, I'm the only one in the house is bringing in the money, you know, and being an entrepreneur and having an unstable workflow, right? And it's a lot of pressure, but you know, it's like the celebrations for me, Hollis, it's my self-care. It's like I may be having that awful like fear, like, oh, am I going to be able to do it? But then I realize, I'm like, you know, I got to do my celebration, even though I don't want to do it. I have committed to it, and I get up and I get ready and I do it. And then it's like, I kind of feel, it makes me feel better. But I also know that there, you know, I can say I never have a bad day. I just have, hi, somebody said, I can never have a bad day. You know, I have bad moments, but never a bad day. And, you know, I just get up and I just try my best. Mm-hmm.
I love that. Bad moments, but not a bad day. Mm-hmm. And that's so great for you to be honest and vulnerable enough to admit that, and I can totally relate, that before going live, here you said that, you know, you made a commitment. I've committed to doing this. And even though I'm feeling all of these emotions and things are real, and I am committed to this, and it's showing up.
It's showing up for myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I'm doing this, oh, I got to go because Hollis is waiting to see me.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It's like, no, I'm showing up because I know this is what lifts me up. I'm going to feel better. because I am able to express myself creatively. Like I have all this stuff in my mind, you know, and I want to, it's like, I have to get it out. I have to get it out. And like, I have to get it out for me and not for, I mean, if you watch it, Hollis, great. You know, if you don't watch it, great. I still did it, you know, for me. And then, you know, looking back, and I'm telling you how many days I've done this, but when I go through my stuff, like when you were saying, give you a picture, which one do you want? You know, I've got like eight, you know, whatever. And I'm not done. You know, I am not done with this thing. I am far done from this. I'm telling, like I've told you, I want to turn this bigger into everyday celebrations. I want it to be my main thing that I'm doing. This is not my job. It's not like, it's not an income thing. This is me doing it for myself. And I hope to grow it into the income thing. You know, I want it to be like a, what I say, like a variety show / talk show type of thing and bring people in and have them celebrate. Like I did once where I had a day, it was International Dance Day. I had a friend, his name's Adam, and he's, you know, he has a dance background and he has like his business is coaching on dancing and music and everything. And I brought him in and, you know, I had him talk about what's going on with him. I had another day, it was about No Diet Day. And I have a friend who she, you know, talks about body positivity and an anti-diet coach. So she came in and I love having all this stuff that I see things that are, you know, related to somebody else that I know and, you know, to give them, even though it's my little tiny space, but still to give them somewhere to talk about it and express it and teach other people like this education that I'm learning when I'm learning things about holidays, but, you know, to have, give them a place to speak their voice so they can celebrate what's passionate to them. I mean, that's what I want to do is I want it, like I say, an infection, like the good infection. I want it to be infectious and like spread because I think that there's, you know, there's a lot of darkness and I think it needs to be kind of blanketed.
Oh my gosh, Priscilla, yeah. There is so much goodness in this. As you're talking, I'm like, I'm literally thinking of, I remember the segments in Sesame Street where they would have like Elmo talking to somebody about emotions. Yes. You know, somebody would be coming on and saying, I'm feeling, you know, sad today. Sad? Mm-hmm. Well, what would that? So, you know, it's this expression and it's this bringing on somebody who's quote unquote seen as an expert or having the conversation. I think it sets up this beautiful space. Oh my God, you have, there are so many. This is a thing. Like,
wouldn't that be so fun, Hollis? Like, and then you can like, when I had these themes, like I had for that dance thing, I said, hey, Adam, I go, can we be Johnny and Baby?
Oh my God.
And I got a watermelon. I did get a watermelon. And oh, I was like, I know as a professional dancer, dirty dancing is probably.
Like, seriously?
This is what I want to do. And you have to, you know, like, let's do this. It's fun. And it was funny, though, because he actually said he went back and he hadn't watched it in a while. And he watched back and he did kind of dress a little bit like Johnny. And he did like a little dance thing, you know, and we were doing a virtual thing. And it was just so fun. And I liked it because I didn't think that he would, you know, like do that. I was like, oh, I don't know if everyone will do it, but I just, you know, feel like when we come on and stuff, I'm introducing them to my creative playground. So if you want to come and play with me, you've got to be a little bit, you've got to loosen up and find that inner child again.
I'm going to have you, my husband's a TV film editor. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm just saying that because I want you guys to talk. So, and he's kind of like a show creator. So
I love that. I love the Sesame Street thing too. I was like, oh God, I would love to do, you know, like puppets. I was like, who does puppets?
Puppeteer. There's that. What is it called? It's not peanut, but they aren't like little puppets. They're like life size puppets. It's kind of scary, but not something and puppet theater. Anyway, I'm not making any sense. I'll look it up and I'll send it to you. Yeah. So, so exciting. So I know people, if you're here, give us a hi in the chat. So glad that you are spending this time with us. So we are getting to the top of the hour and, with our third question, everything we touched on, but kind of wrapping it up. So why is creativity important?
Same thing as the first question. It's because it's life, you know? I mean, I feel like it's important because, if you don't have creativity, I mean, to me, it just seems like, you know, it's like before Technicolor, right? With the creativity brings in the color. Mm-hmm. What was that movie? Was it Pleasantville?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Wasn't it? Yeah. It was. And then all of a sudden color, and that's what it is like for me. Like I'm envisioning, you know, like when you add water, I have no green thumb, so this analogy is going to be as best as I can do it. But you know, when you add water and then the flowers bloom and everything, I mean, that's what it is. You know, like creativity is like, hi, Cindy. It's like water, you know, mm-hmm. and it helps you. It does help you grow, I think, you know, yeah. and the live. Personally, I don't want to live a life that doesn't have creativity. You know, I lived in Lexington, you know, that's where my kids were both born, Lexington, Kentucky. And I didn't feel that that was a good fit for me, you know, living there. Mm-hmm. But here in Columbus, I mean, I'm just like, ever since we came here, we've only been here almost 4 years. I'm like, the way that my life is, it's like, I'm still a single mom and I still mainly stay in my house, you know, because I work from home and stuff. But outside of these walls and stuff, the people that I've met and learning about different people and their different jobs and all the entrepreneurs. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there is so much creativity out there. And in not just, like you were saying, an artistic form. And, you know, you were saying before about asking kids and, oh, they do sports and stuff, right? Sports is creative.
Yes.
Right? I mean, everything. I mean, numbers is creative. I work with an accountant. I'm like, that is so creative. You know, it's like you just using your mind in general is creative.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. It's the whole, and this is the passion. That I have is to include people under this umbrella. And I want to say hello, Cindy. Thank you for saying hi and to everybody jumping on. But this is whole societal definition. I mean, I said it earlier and I've said it many times, but literally when you go through your niceties of what you do, and I'd say I'm an art teacher, and they'd say, oh, I can't draw or paint. I'm like, neither can I. Like, mm-hmm. I went to art school, but that doesn't mean that's what I do. It's not my strength. It's not my area. I went for ceramics and all this kind of stuff. But people around people in business, how you have an imagination, how you see an idea, how you feel an idea, and then communicate it and shape it and sculpt it and use your interpersonal skills in order to make it happen. That's all a creative. You're sculpting and shaping ideas into being, and how you use your voice, standing up in public speaking, or how you have conversations with people. There's creativity in these conversations. There's creativity in parenting and how you decide to the choices that you make, and how that shapes how with numbers. Using numbers, oh my God, the problem solving involved. I mean,
yes.
For me, I'd be, for me, when they'd ask those questions of if this train leaves at this time and this train leaves at this time, what time do they meet? I'm like, I don't give a shit. Honestly, like there's a schedule.
I'd be like, what color was that train?
Like, why do I have to figure that out? Isn't that somebody else's job to figure that out? Yeah. Give me other aspects about the train. Like you said, what color is it? So we realize things where we have strengths and weaknesses, but kind of going back to that whole thing of pushing beyond our norm. And for me to say that math may not be my strength area, it's kind of changing that dialogue in my head to be like, okay, I want to get better at this.
Yeah.
No? So, okay, Priscilla, tell people how they can find you.
Oh, gosh, you mean you want me to say this very long website?
Go for it.
Okay, how does that go? http://www.campsite, which is campsite.getsillycreative.
Okay.
Yeah.
And all of this will be posted in the bio of all of this. So is this the best space for people to find you?
That's the main space because it has links to my Facebook, Instagram, even my Spotify. I have a Silly Jams. Uh-huh. So it's actually based off, I had Facebook stories before and I would find songs that matched the theme. So it's like a crazy playlist.
Wonderful. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to hear. So this is amazing. So before we sign off and say goodbye, are there any final words of wisdom that you would like to share with the audience?
Well, if they didn't hear the beginning on how celebration started with French fries, I would just say, yes, find something to celebrate every day, even if it is just French fries, because you never know what memory it will spark, or maybe you might learn something new. You might learn that you don't like sweet potato fries, you know? It's just a matter of like celebrating just even the little things. It doesn't have to be the big stuff.
Yeah. I think that's where the beauty is personally, in celebrating the little things. That's where the fun really comes in.
You know, the little stuff is what leads to the big stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we were going on this journey of shopping and checking off the list of things that our daughter needed to go away, a friend said, why don't you take a picture of each place that you've been to and all of this? And at first my daughter, you know, 18, she's like, oh my God, that's stupid. Really? I'm like, just shut up. Just take the damn picture. So, and we did, and it became fun, you know. Yeah. It was just like, now I look back at the pictures, and she got a new phone, and she like had the phone up to her ear, and like us posing with the bags. And I'm just so grateful for all of those experiences that it could happen. And it was just fun being in the moment with her with that.
Well, that's like the traveling gnome, right?
Right, exactly.
And how fun is that?
That was that movie Amelie too. Did you see that?
Oh, one of my favorite movies. Think about the creativity. Let's think about the creativity in that one, right?
So much. If anybody hasn't seen that, you have to see that movie.
I gotta find it. I have it here somewhere. Okay, yeah. That's what I'm gonna watch today.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Priscilla, it has been so great talking to you. Thank you so much for taking this hour.
Yes, for sure. Loved it.
Yeah. Well, wonderful. So everybody, thank you so much for being here. Those who are here live, those catching the replay, this space is all about inspiring each other, sharing and sharing stories and connecting, because we've needed this always, but I believe that we need it now more than ever. So if you are feeling so inspired to find out more what's going on with I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing, I have a new multi-author book I have out there called Invisible No More, Stepping into the Spotlight, all about, you know, bigger than us. Share your story. Last multi-author book went international and bestseller on Amazon in 13 categories. So I would love to take you to that space as well. So there we go. So much goodness in the world. I am wishing you a good morning, a good afternoon, a good evening, wherever you are in this world. And we'll be talking to you soon. So goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Feeling inspired? There are so many ways to do things for you, to get yourself moving, to get your creative juices flowing, and to have fun. Check out I Am Creative and Express Yourself Publishing. Go to iamcreativephilly.com, iamcreativephilly, philly.com, and check out the experiential kits. Check out Creative Shway, which is all about creative inspiration and guidance. And for Express Yourself Publishing, there's so many multi-author book opportunities. So I would love to chat with you so much. Everybody's creative. Everybody has a voice. Everybody has an expression. And I can't wait to meet you. Thank you so much for taking this hour to listen to our stories and share the energy. And I wish you a wonderful morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in this world. Bye, everybody.